This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
There's an amazing observation that we find by the names of the Meraglim. The Pasuk says, by all of the Meraglim, in between the name of the Shevet and the name of the Meragel, we have a trup, a Zakev Katan. Lemate Reuven, Shamua ben Zakor, Lemate Shemoin, Shafat ben Chari, Lemate Yehuda. There's only one exception. Lemate Ephraim, Hoshea ben Nun. There you do have somewhat of a stop, but it's a tipcha. It's not the same level stop as a Zakev Katan. By all the other Meraglim, there is a Zakev Katan, a psik, in between the name of the Shevet and the name of the Meragel. Even by Kalev, you have Lemate Yehuda, Kalev ben Yefuneh. Why is it that there's this psik in between the name of the Shevet and the Meragel, except for by Hoshea ben Nun, Lemate Ephraim, Hoshea ben Nun, says the holy Ramah Mipano in the Sefer Mea Kesita and Simon Ayin Beis. The reason is, we're being mafsik, we're separating between the Meragel and their Shoiresh, and that is, in other words, between the name of the man and his Shevet. Even by Kalev ben Yefuneh, there is somewhat of a hefsik, and that's because Kalev ben Yefuneh went beruach acheres, with a different spirit, except for by Hoshea ben Nun. There's no hafsaka. He remained connected to his source, even though by the time they were chosen, it says kol nasi bahem, they were kosher at that time. But now, at this point of time, there is a psik in between the name of the Meragel and their source of Kayach, the name of their Shevet. That's the reasoning for the Zakev Katan, the trap by every single one of the Meraglim, except for Hoshea ben Nun. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.